This year should be a special schuss from Rabbi Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and the Nishmas Maris Chana Bas Reb Meir Zev. We'll be continuing our study of the Maharal and the Guru Sashem. We're in Perek Yud Ches. Beginning of the Perek, it says, Vayigdal Eyele Vatevyeo Bas Paro. So the boy got big, and he was brought to the daughter of Paro. The Medrash Darshins that she nursed him for 24 months. Chof Dalet Chodesh Enikdo. Ve'at Amres Vayigdal Eyele. He was only given to Yocheved to nurse for 24 months. Not to be megadol him. So what's pshat that he became a gadol? After nursing 24 months, what's vayigdal? Elam yishar gadol shalok ederech kol ha'aretz. But rather this teaches that he got bigger, shalok ederech aretz, much bigger than the average child grows. Perish the Gabbai Yitzchak Siva Yigdal Yad Vaigamal, a Kosov Mefarish Gitel Zeh, Shahia Gotalache Royal Gamal. So when by Yitzchak it says that the boy became big enough that he was weaned, so that means that he became big enough that he didn't have to nurse anymore. So that's his Gidila. Aval Gidul Hayelet Hazesh, Shalokam and Abu Shalolam. But this is different. Here it just says Vayigdal Hayelet. It doesn't say that Vayigdal Yad Vaigamal. So this is Vayigdal Hayelet alone. So Pshat is that he was getting big, Shalokam and Abu Shalolam. This shows the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu that people are included in one klal. In other words, the average person is part of society. He's part of the Metzius of the klal, like the Maharal writes in Derech Chaim, Ein Adam Prati Bilvad Ba'olam. Man is part of society, a part of the greater community. Because each one is chelik me'aklal. So when he grows, so he's growing as part of chelik me'aklal. Since that's part of his hagdara, that's part of his mahus. So when he becomes bigger as part of the greater community. Because a person, as part of the community, isn't a davar shalem, he is only a part, he's only a chelek. Moshe Rabbeinu was separate from all other people. He was unique. And therefore he was not considered part of the klal. Moshe Rabbeinu was above the klal. That's how he could be leader of the Jewish people, Shaphul Keneged Shishim Ribo. Moshe Rabbeinu was above the klal, like the Maharal writes, Perek Tesvav in the Gvur, Skelfi Malas Moshe Madrigaso, Shea Moshe Nivdol Mikol Adam Al Pnei Adama, Kashia Du Madrigas Moshe. Madrigas Moshe was that he was separate, unique from all other people on the planet Earth. And that's also what the Maharal writes at the end of Perek Tesvav. Why the Itztagnine Parah didn't know whether he's a Mitzrayim or Yisrael, because the Madreg of Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom is that he's Nivdol Miklal Yisrael, he's not Mishtatek with Klal Yisrael, they couldn't tell, is he Jewish or is he not Jewish? So Maharal writes many other places that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nivdol Mikol Yisrael, and that's why he's shakol keneged kulam ki kol davar nivdal ein lo chiluk prati klal. There's no individual. He's not part of a prat, but rather he's a davar klali. If it's a davar nivdal ein bo prati, he's a davar klali. And since Moshe Rabbeinu is considered nivdal aloki, he's not mishtatek with Yisrael who are pratim. The Maharal writes in the Sefer at the Ferris of Perikov Bez Lo Yakabel Torah Kol Yisrael Ke'echad Rakechad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Sheo Nivdom and Yisrael B'Malasu Madrikasu. Moshe Rabbeinu was separate from Yisrael and his Maila and his Madrega, and he's Makabel Torah U Magia Osel HaKlal Kulal L'Kach Tzarech Al Moshe Miyuchat Nivdom Miklal Yisrael B'Fnatu. He's separate and he's Roy for Kabbalah Satorah, because he's his own unique category. So we go back into the text. Ubishvil kacha yokamosu shlemos. So Chazal say that he was Eser Amos. That's why he was Eser Amos. Why? Because, as the Maharal explains in the Gurari and Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph Oslamet Gimel, that Asaru Mispar Shalem, Shereimen Yin Yosef Rak Asar Sari, is a complete unit. Since Moshe was Nivdol Min HaKlal, he's not considered Chelek Min HaKlal, and therefore he doesn't have this Chisaron of being a Chelek, and since he's freed from being a Chelek, he doesn't have any Minia from being a Baal Klomish Koma Shlema. He can have this complete Koma, whereas other people don't, because we're just Chalak and we're just parts. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a complete whole, and therefore he was 10 Amas. 10 is a number of completion, of wholeness. 10 mamaras, 10 divras, etc., etc. V'amar Rav Asenu ki ha-komas Moshe ben Olav Shalom Yud Amos Gidisa perak ha-matzniu perak mumin ki mipnei shalai Moshe ben Olav Shalom Adam Prati shekol Prati nichlo tachos ha-kal. Every Adam Prati is included in the klal. Moshe Rabbeinu was not like that. V'hu lo haya nichlal im haklal. Lakach lo haya kol masu pratis kishar b'nei adam shem pratim. Lakach kol masu pratis. And therefore his koma wasn't pratis like other people who are pratim. They have a koma pratis. They have a smaller koma. Moshe Rabbeinu's koma was a koma, which is a klal, and that's 10, which is a complete number. Mispar saru, mispar klali, 10 is a complete number. And this is explained in Be'er HaGola. What's pshat that he was 10 amos? There it says, talks about Paro, hu ama v'zakeno ama. He was an ama long, and his beard was an ama long. And Maral says that people laugh at this Maimer Chazal, that Paro was an ama long, and his zakon was an ama long, and people make fun of this. Amnam lemishayeda divrei chachamim into kushikal. It's not a kashi at all, because they're only talking about the tzura atzmis shel ha'pratis, kasher kol ad yesh bo shnei dvar. Every person has two aspects to him. He has the tzura ativis, which we all have. Yadayim, raglayim, that's the tzura ativis. But there are people who, and besides the tzura ativis, there's dvarim pratim, things that are unique. And that's talking about Paro, that this is what he should be. So you're right, meaning in theory Paro should have been so small, because that's really who he was, but he was a small and nothing. But he since he was part of the Tzura Klalis, if you would have looked at him, if you would have taken a picture of him, it would have been a regular size. So it says about him that hu ama hu parmashakto ama v'zeres, and it also talks about his makom hamila, the size of that. Achar sheyefshar sheyeh davar zeh mitzad tzura kolelis ein kasha shebol levar tzura sepratis. That's his tzura pratis. And mitzad tzura pratis, he was so small, and even though we don't find people that small, but that's what Paro should have been. That was his essence. In other words, that's one of the biggest sodos of the Maharal. Chazal are not talking very often about how you would see something in the world of the Gashmi. They're talking about how it's expressed in the spiritual world, what this means spiritually. So when they say someone's really small, they're talking about his spiritual essence and not that he was really that size physically. And that's obviously one of the biggest yisodos of the Maharal, not to understand the Chazal Kipshuto, but rather the idea that they're telling us, not the physical dimensions. And he says, there's another example. Kamesh chavim zem mashis bar lemaila etzel shahayu yoldim shishim bekeres echad. The medrash that says that they were giving birth 60 at a shot in Mitzrayim. So he says in Perakit Beis in the Gvuris, Eicha yadav zeh, one woman's giving birth to 60. Rav lad yotzei mitzuras adam. How could it be that out of one person comes 60 children? It's a little bit much. Da perish kach shlohayel hamenia mitzad koach olada rakoach atolada hayagadol meod shemitzad koach atolada royal yosim shishim. This was their koach. Im hayevshel yosim mitzad ashir shalhem hayu ad shishim.
Shafim
ואף כי לא היה מוצא כל כך הכן על הקבל צורס הוולד, היכול לצורס הוולד, מכוח מה שהגדו בכוח ההולדה שהיה בהם. So if I'm reading the Maharal correctly, what he's saying is that a woman, even if she wasn't able to give birth normally, under normal circumstances, but she had a tremendous koach of being molida, a tremendous koach of being able to give birth, and that's what it means, like a 60. Not that literally she gave birth to 60, can't literally give birth to 60, but you have tremendous koach. That means that even if you're not able on your own to give birth to so many children, but she was still giving birth because she had this tremendous koach atolada. And there's another Gemara that Asita Isha Shetelet B'chol Yom. So what does this mean? The Maharal says in the Sefer Netzach in Perek Nun, Ki Advar Masher Hem Ba'olam Morkav M'chomer Tzur. Things are made up of Chomer, of raw physical material, and Tzura, the spiritual organizing principle. U'mischayev min ha'chomer Masher Ro'ilom, mischayev min ha'tzur Masher Ro'ilom. Chomer does what Chomer does. Tzura does what Tzura does. U'fam hu mucham b'tzad ha'tzur al dvar ma. U'moneh elav ha'chomer. Ad shelo nimtza bo Masher Ro'ilom mitzad ha'tzura. Mikol makom namer ala nimtza. Kasher hu roi mitzad atzura, kizeh etzem shelo. Lo yivchan adavu rak mitzad atzmo, shu tzuraso, sher roi mitzad atzmo, vein lashkiach ala bitul shemtze la b'monea mitzad achomer, ki davar zeh, domer el davar el gibor gadol, asher lo akoach ala poal, gadol meod, hu nizgar babayis, ki bishvil zeh, shu nizgar babayis, lo emar shu gibor gadol. So sometimes they say have a gibor gadol, but he happens to be locked up in his house. Just because he's locked up in his house, that doesn't mean he doesn't have the koach. No, a gibor gadol has koach. So here also, Mitzad Atzura Atzmis, a woman in the future is going to be so big and so strong and so powerful that she's going to have the kochos to give birth every day. That's what's roi. But at the end of the day, since she's chomer, there's a ma'akev, it's like a ma'akev chitzoni. Mitzad Atzma, she's inherently able to do it on the spiritual level. She's able to do it, to really be so creative and productive and have a baby every day. But there's the physical stoppage, that the body is still a body. So therefore, it doesn't literally mean she's going to be teled b'chol yom. It's like a gibor, that he's in the house, he still has tremendous guri, he's just not actualizing it, so she's going to be able to do it because of her koach atzura, but not because of her chomer. He calls that amitas atzma, that a woman meets at herself, she's going to be able to do it. And the Maharal continues, And Mimela, when it says that David, the Moshe Rabbeinu, was Eser Amos, so maybe he really wasn't Eser Amos. That was Roy Shatia Komoso. And so he writes Lehegia and Bav Mitzia and his Chedush HaGadus, Pei Dalit, Moshe Rabbeinu was Eser Amos. The Gemara says, Ve'ein davar zeh mitzad shaguf kol kach b'mayla. What's Eser Amos? Eser Amos is 18 to 24 inches, so let's make the smallest man 18 inches is a foot and a half. An Amos is a foot and a half. So if you have 10 Amos, that makes him 15 feet tall. 15 feet tall is, you know, we don't have people 15 feet tall. So was Moshe Rabbeinu really 15 feet tall? So the Maharal says no. Gemara says he was Eser Amos, but the Maharal says, not because of Gofrak Mpneki, Lefi Majregus, or Mailus and Nefesh, that he's Roy to be that tall. The only problem is the Gemara learns a halacha about him putting the Urios on the Mishkan from his height. So this is a Shver. Akopanim, that's what the Maharal says. So we continue, but she was brought to Bas Paro. Nisora Rabbeinu Alasibish and Iskalda Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden Beis Paro. So the Rabbeinu talk about the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Beis Paro. Vayechshu Shiavo Atzel Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden Maidei Echad Mina Mitzrim Echad Acher Mina Mitzrim Vloiya Beis Paro. So did Moshe Rabbeinu really have to grow up in Beis Paro? Like it says by Esther, Imacharish Tacharish Beis Azos Reuch Atzel Yamodudim Makom Acher. And Rashi says, so what do you mean that if you're silent, then Revach Vatzalik can go Mimakom Acher? So too, here also, if it didn't come from Beis Paro, Revach Vatzalik could come Mimakom Acher. Same thing by Tevas Noach, Aseilach Tevas Atze Gofer, Harevi Revach Vatzalik Fonav, Lama Tricho Bevinyan Zeh. God could save him so many ways. Why was he Matriach Noach in this binyan? So what's Pshat that he had to be raised in Paro's palace? God could have done it in so many ways. Zesham Remedrish Rabos Vativyeu Labas Paro Haisa Bas Paro Vachule. The Medrash says that she Vativyeu Labas Paro Haisa Bas Paro Manashekas Umachabechas Umachabevisoisoi Kilu Bno Lahaisa Motsiaso Miplachin Shel Melech. She'd kiss him, she'd hug him, she loved him, and she wouldn't take him out from the king's palace Fisha Yafi is beautiful. Komsam Larosa, people wanted to see him. And somebody who saw him, Mamish, couldn't take his eyes off. And Paro would kiss him and hug him. And he would take his keser and put it on his head. That's what he's going to have when he's a gadol. And this person, Bas Paro Megadelos Misha Asid, Liparo Me'avia, in the end he's going to end up being the one who's going to exact punishment from Paro. And in the meantime, Paro is raising him. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did it have to be that way? And Af Melech HaMashiach, so too, just like Moshe was brought up in the palace of Paro, so too Melech HaMashiach, who's going to exact punishment from Edom, he's also sitting with them in the Medina. Sham Yira Egel, Sham Yirbat, etc. Ad Kan. So that is talking, according to the Maharal, of this Egel being there, that's talking about Melech HaMashiach, who's going to be with Edom in the Medina of Edom. This is wondrous to those who understand. Ki haheder dovek b'nimtzayim. Because haheder is dovek. Haheder is when something is lacking, when something is missing. That is dovek to those who are nimtza, to those that exist. What does this mean? This is a big yisod in Sifrei Maharal. Like earlier on in Parakei writes, Ki Dvar Meli Yiduim Ba'atzman, Ki Lo Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Savron Buvad Bo'ol HaMachmas Lissaron HaMakabel, Shalei Tochen Li Osa Makabel HaPa'ula HaShleima Kach Nimshach Ela Ol HaChisaron Ki Briya Sa Olam HaZen B'mitziusu HaShleimus B'kuloi. This world, you have to know, is filled with Chisronos. All Alulim have Chisronos. Like, for example, man has a seichel, but man also has a chomer. Man is not kulo sichli. We have a lot of chomer. If only Avram Azar would have been and created the world, then it would have been a more perfect world. But that's not this world. This world, call it, when you have nimtzayim in this world, there's going to be hair there. There are going to be things that are lacking. Always mechuyev lios chaser. The Mara brings in his farm two reasons why an ol, why what's created has to be chaser, because since it was created by Hashem, it has to be less than Hashem. Hashem is perfect. The ol has to be less, so the ol is going to be imperfect. Also, an ol is a nivra. And before it was created, it was chaser. And now that it's created, it's going to remain with a little bit of that chisaron. Because before it didn't even exist at all. And because of the heder that we have in these, and what's found in this world, there's going to be another tsura is going to be chal. Because the heder, it's a big yisod in the Sifrei HaMaharal, that when you have had there something is lacking, that's a siba for a new tzura to come onto it. In other words, whenever something, it's a beautiful idea for life also, that whenever you have something that's lacking, you know, this is a siba for a havoya chadasha. Like the Maharal writes in the Sefer HaNetzach, that HaMalachim yefshar lam sheiknu ma'ilas olam haba. Malachim cannot become a ma'ilas olam haba because they always remain what they are, who they are. They're not kona madrega yoser gadola. Im ein hefseid, ein havoya. If there's no loss, then there's no new creation. Ki ashalim lo yishavis, something that's complete doesn't advance, isn't recreated. The malachim have no hefseid, they don't lack, they don't die. So memela, they don't have a new havoya. They're just born shalim and that's it. They're created until they're gone. But they never have this hefse. So shalim can't nothing to add on to shalim. But a person, yes, a person has this hefse. Mameli has avaya chadasha. He writes there in Perchov Gimel that if you're misabla Yerushalayim zeichav roev v'nechmosa, pshat is that hachaser who shemishavu makabel havaya, that if someone's chaser, they are makabel this new existence. And David, that shalem is not makabel havaya. Misabel Yerushalayim, he's chaser b'shvil Yerushalayim. Who b'shvil shemisabel zoicha lirois b'nechmasa. If he's misabel, if he feels this chisaron, he sees the nechama, because the chaser is roi kabbalas havaya, because the hair there is sibas havaya. Mar writes this in many places, that first you have to have hair there, first you have to have darkness, and then you're going to have this Havaya Chadasha. It's going to have this Tzura Chadasha that's going to take place on this creation. After the head there, there's going to be this new havaya. Nimtzaki atzura shetochu nimshach achar adavish shebo head. That tzura is going to be chal after something that has this lacking. Shehead there sheyesh benimtza atzim oviel tzura chares. The head there brings to this new tzura. The kachomer ki melech hamashiach yeshiv ma medina perish atzura shetochu shumalchus hamashiach. So when it says that Melech HaMashiach is going to be with Edom in the Medina, that means that the Tzura that's going to be Chal, this new Tzura of Malchus HaMashiach, like the Maharal writes in numerous places, that Malchus HaMashiach is the true Tzura of the world, that's going to be Nigra Achar Adover Shebo Aheder. Because of the head there of Machos Edom, that's where Mashiach is going to be, in this place of head there. And on top of that, it's going to be Chal, this Tzura Shlema of Mosa Mashiach. That Yaakov was holding on in Dovik to the head there, the lacking, that's what it means, the cave Esav, the Chisaron of Esav. Shunimas ba cave shalosh, she was sof shalosh, that's the sof, that's the end, that's the chisaron, chisaronus, because that's where it ends, there should be more. So Yaakov is holding on to that, and kashelohaya malchus hamashiach ala shlemos, nigra malchus hamashiach el edom, kol od, as long as the time hasn't come for melech hamashiach lehit galot, for Shleimus, it's going to be Nimshach El Edom, because that's the Siba. First it's going to be the Siba, which is Edom, and then it's going to be the Mesubav, which is Malchus of Mashiach. V'zeh d'chsi v'sham yir egel v'sham yir batz kar melech ha-Mashiach kasher lo nimtza adayin b'Shleimus malasu kamo egel shelo nishlam gidol shelo. He's called a calf, because there the calf is going to be. He's not ready yet. He's not ready. When the time comes, like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, whenever it says Egel, it means Stam, means Ben Shan, up to a year. So this Mashiach isn't going to be ready yet. He's going to be waiting with Edom. There's going to be Chisar. And then when the time comes, boom! Pisom Yavu Aleichelo Adon Asher Tem of Action. Zel Shemra Bisof Parsha Shmini Vavayik Rabba Vesel Chazir Zu Edom. It says the Chazir is Edom, and it doesn't chew its cud, but it says Geru Lo Yigar Sheina Gorer Is Malchus Achareha. Why is it called? It doesn't draw Geru Lo Yigar. It's not Gorer Malchus Achareha. Why is it called a Chazir? Shemechazeret Atara Leva'aleha. It brings back the Atara to its Bailim. It's called a Chazir because it brings back the crown to the Be'alim. Hadao dichtiv, ve'aldu moshim b'har tzion, l'shpotis har esav, v'aisil Hashem ha'melucha, ho'fich yoshim mo'im b'nedina, sh'rekoch v'koshir b'heder shalahem, sh'heder shalahem, mevi l'kabel malchus acheres. So it says that the saviors are going to come b'har tzion, is going to judge har esav, and Hashem is going to have melucha, and therefore he's sitting with them in the Medina, because he's connected to their heder. Because they are going to be goer afterwards. Their head there is going to bring to the shlemus of the new malchus, like the Maharal writes in the Ner Mitzvah. Kol head there mevi havaya chadash. Every lacking brings a new havaya. Kamosh yadua lekach head there is there. This lacking mevi shetachzor val Yisrael. This lacking is going to bring the new havaya, this new existence to the Jewish people, and therefore malchus Hashem is called a chazir shetachzor a malchus liYisrael. The fourth malchus of Edom is going to be machzir the malchus to the Jewish people, because of the head there, that's Dovik, and malchus Hashem is going to bring this havaya, this new havaya of Mashiach, because the head there is the siba of the havaya. So this is something that we have to talk about more. The siyata d'shmaya b'li neder, but to be sort for life, is that wherever there's a lacking, just know that this is the place that you can be chal at tzura chadasha. A person has begamim in midos, and a person has begamim in his life, in his relationships. These are really the places that a person can say, oh, there's a heder there, now we can be mechil at tzura chadasha, this new form, this new life. That's really our avoda. Not to just take things as they are and let them remain that way, but really to improve on them, and that's what opens up the gates, is when we see this heder there, we can know that there's a new havaya that's waiting to be born. So that's the derech ha-musar. But there's obviously a lot more to do. We have many more Bali Nadir, thousands of shiurim. For Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach and the moach about these very, very important topics. And we should be zochah lulmod ulalamid lishma v'lasu l'kaimus kol libri samotor. So be hava, amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.